Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu salamu rasulullah, wa ala alihi wa sabbi ajma'in, ashadu ila ila illallah, wa ashadu muhammadin abduhu wa rasul, my bad. You're listening to Islam Tomorrow, and we're broadcasting live today all the way from Ohio. It's round on both ends and high in the middle. It's called the Buckeye State, and that's where we are right now. We're here in a place called Akron Masjid, Akron, Ohio. Alhamdulillah. You can't really find it unless you get lost, but if you leave Cleveland on the eastern side and you start driving around and you get lost, you'll be in Akron. That's how you get there, alhamdulillah. Or if you leave Youngstown trying to go north and get lost, you'll still be in Akron either way. So that's how you get here. We're in the masjid, alhamdulillah, and it's after Fajr in Ramadan. And this is your host, Yusuf Estes, the National Muslim Chaplain. And we'd like to encourage you to visit our internet websites at islamtomorrow.com for rebroadcasts of this and other exciting programs. And also our other website at islamyesterday.com. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. The subject today, we're going to be talking about what the Imam read in the Salat al-Fajr. In the program this morning, the Salah, the worship, our Imam, our leader, he read something in the Arabia, in the Arabic language, from the Holy Quran. And when he read it, we were listening to him, and we'd like to now know what is the meaning of this Al-Haqqatumal-Haqqa. What does it mean? And we're going to give the English translation plus or minus, inshallah, from Dr. Muhammad Taqdeen Al-Khilali and Muhammad Musin Khan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them for their work. Ameen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Al-Haqqa. The inevitable, meaning the day of what? Yawmul Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. Malhaq, what is the inevitable? And what will make you know what the inevitable is? Thamud and Ad, these people, they gave the lie, Qadiba, to the Qariya, which means the striking hour of judgment. As for Thamud, this people, they were destroyed by an awful cry, a loud shout. And as for Ad, these people were destroyed by a furious, violent wind. And Allah imposed on them for 7 nights and 8 days in succession, so that you would see men lying down, overthrown, as if destroyed, like the hollow trunks of date palms. Do you see any remnants of these people? And Pharaoh, and those before him and the cities overthrown, which is like the towns of the people of Lut or Lot, mentioned also in the Bible, by the way, and that for the sins they committed. And they destroyed the messenger of Allah. So Allah seized them with a strong punishment. For sure, when the water rose beyond its limits. Now, what are we talking about here? When the water came up high was the time of Nuh, or Noah. Is it? Yeah. The flood. Allah carried mankind in a floating ship that was constructed by Nuh, or Noah, alayhi salam, that Allah might make the ship an admonition for you, and it might be retained by the retaining ears. People pass the story on from one generation to the next. And this story is a very famous story, of course, all over the earth, the story of Noah. And Allah will make it as admonition for you, and keep passing the story on by the from mouth to ear, etc. And then when the trumpet will be blown with one blowing, and this is the first blowing of the horn Allah is talking about, and the earth and the mountains shall be removed from their places and crushed with a single crushing. Allah mentions this in other places in the Quran as well. And then on that day, Allah's, the great event will happen, and the heaven will be rent asunder. And for that day, it will be frail and torn up, and the angels will be on its sides, and 8 angels will that day bear the throne of your Lord above them. We were speaking about this last night. How many angels carry the Arsh of Allah, and the number is how much? Thamania, 8. And what's the size of one of these angels? The distance from the ear to the shoulder of this angel is a 70-year journey. In other words, the lifetime of a human being or so would be required to just travel from the earlobe down to the neck or the shoulder. SubhanAllah, alhamdulillah. These are big angels, huh? That day, you will be brought for judgment, and not a secret of you will be hidden. And as for him who is given his record in his right hand, he will say, here, read my record. For sure, I did believe that I shall meet my account. So he shall be in a life well-pleasing, a lofty paradise. The fruits in bunches whereof will be low and near at hand. Eat and drink at ease, for that which you have sent before in the past days. But as for the one who will be given his record in his left hand, he will say, I wish that I had not even been given my record, and that I had never known how my account is. I wish that I had just been my end, death. He wished he didn't live again. My wealth has not helped me. My power and arguments to defend myself have gone from me. And it will be said, grab him, tie him up, then throw him into the blazing fire. Then fasten him with a chain whereof the length is 70 cubits. For sure he used to not believe in Allah, the Most Great. And he did not encourage the feeding of the miskeen, the poor. And so no friend has he here on this day, nor any food except the filth from the washing of the wounds. None will eat it except the sinners and disbelievers. Khatiun, khatiun. So I swear by whatsoever you see, and by whatsoever you do not see, that this verily is the word of an honored messenger. Means from Jibril and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, brought from Allah. It is not the word of a poet. Little is that you believe. Nor is it the word of a soothsayer, a fortune teller. Little is that you remember. This is the revelation sent down from the Rabbil Alameen. This is from the Lord of the Worlds. And if he, Muhammad, had forged a false saying concerning Allah as Wajjal, then surely Allah would have seized him by his right hand. And then Allah verily would have cut off his life artery. And by the way, he's talking about this exactly 1400 years ago. Amazing story. And none of you could have stopped Allah from punishing him. And verily this Quran is a reminder for the mutaqoon, those who have taqwa, piety and righteousness. And verily Allah knows there are among you some that belie this Quran. And indeed it, the Quran, will be an anguish for disbelievers on the Day of Judgment. Verily this Quran is the absolute truth with certainty. So glorify the name of your Lord, the Most Great, the Rabbil Alameen. MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah. This certainly is good admonition for all of us. This is chapter 69 of the Quran, if you go by the numbers, or Surat Al-Haqqa. And we ask Allah to make this an admonition for us and reminder, and keep us on the Sirat al-Mustaqim. And for more of this, visit our internet website, islamtomorrow.com. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.